The Year of Pleasures by Elizabeth Berg. For those who have gone before us. You get the hovering gray of early morning or late afternoon, the hours of yearning. Regina Schrambling, The New York Times, June 27, 2001. Again the pyracanthus berries redden in the rain, as if return were return. It is not. The familiar is not the thing it reminds us of. Jane Hirschfield, Red Berries. Today, like every other day, we wake up empty and frightened. Don't open the door to the study and begin reading. Take down the dulcimer. Rumi. I had been right to want to drive to the Midwest, taking only the back roads. Every time my husband John and I had taken a trip more than a few miles away, we'd flown and had endured the increasingly irritating airport protocols. I'd finally begun to wear what amounted to pajamas so that I wouldn't have to all but strip before security guards who seemed either worrisomely bored or, equally worrisome, inflated with a mirthful self-importance. It was hard to believe that air travel had ever been considered glamorous, when now what most people felt was a seesawing between anxiety and exasperation. "Well, folks, looks like our time's been pushed back again," the captain would say, and everyone would shake their heads and snap their newspapers and mutter to their neighbor. And if there was unexpected turbulence, a quivering silence fell. Now, on this road trip, my mind seemed to uncrinkle, to breathe, to present to itself a cure for a disease it had...